A word for you from Psalm 112, verse 4. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. Again, it's expressing the character, the quality of the person who infects everybody around them with blessing, instead of infecting them with the virus of sin and darkness. Now it says in this one, as a continuation of the description of the many blessings of the one who both fears the Lord and who greatly delights in his commandments, as we find in verse 1. And this is it. There is light even in darkness for the one who is upright. It doesn't just mean the one who is good. It doesn't just mean the one who seems morally upright to the world, but morally upright without Jesus Christ. Because true uprightness is only found in God. We are sinful and desperately wicked without Him. We need Him to make us upright. And then you will find that light dawns in the darkness. Obviously, it is not saying there is never darkness. In fact, it is presuming that there will be times of darkness, difficulty, trouble. Jesus promised His disciples in the last verse of chapter 16 of John that in this world you will have trouble. Yes, there will be times of darkness, but the Lord continues to say, even though you have trouble in this world, take heart, or be cheerful, for I have overcome the world. Yes, the one who has overcome the world for us is the light. That is why the light dawns for us. It also means that the darkness does not continue forever. Times of trouble will change. The wind changes because God is in charge of it. And God is able to bring light to His child even when it seems there is no light at the end of the tunnel. There's the story told of a missionary in Peru who had to try and get to a group of Christians who needed her in the mountains there in Peru. Very difficult terrain. It was pitch dark that night in the mists. Walking along a path, she could hardly make her way. Then she came around one bend in the path, and suddenly there was streaming light. And the light was from those Christians who'd come quite a distance to meet her on that path with their lanterns. Now that's just one example, but God uses many different ways to bring light to His children in their darkness.